You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are once again joined by Chaz Carrier. He is the president of CNC Residential Properties, a home investors franchise. He's been a full-time real estate investor for over 6 years, and his company has bought and sold more than 500 properties. He's currently the largest home investors franchise nationwide and was 2010 Franchisee of the Year. Chaz, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Well, great to be back, Eric. I really enjoyed it last time, and you know, hopefully we can build on that.
Well, you got that. So, first of all, for the benefit of our new listeners, please give us a summary of your company's work involving the sale of distressed properties in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Sure. Well, I'm with HomeVestors, and we're a nationwide company. Happen to be headquartered in Dallas, but we operate in getting close to 40 states now. And I am the largest franchisee in the country. And I'm also a what they call a master franchisee in Dallas. And what we focus on is helping people out with distressed property situations. And there's always been a lot of distress, even during the boom times of '95 to 2005. There's always a niche in the market that has situations where they've let things get a little bit away from them, and they need help from somebody who really understands that niche. And it used to be that HomeVestors was the only significant player in that niche. And then once the whole market crashed and foreclosures came everywhere, you know, it actually became fairly close to the dominant niche. I think they said in 2011, a third of the properties sold nationwide were distressed. We don't specialize in foreclosures, although we certainly play in that arena. We really specialize in situations where people have some level of equity and want to move fast.
For owners of distressed properties in Dallas, why are your firm's services more compelling or innovative? And in short, tell us about the advantages that your brand does offer.
Sure. I'm sure a lot of your listeners have been involved and worked in real estate. They're entrepreneurs by nature. But this industry, it's really polluted with a lot of part-timers who don't have a lot of skills, be that agents, be that investors. And I think the thing that HomeVestors brings to the party is we kind of almost invented the distressed market segment before the market crashed and it was fashionable. And we really understand distress, and we know specifically how to help people out of those kind of situations. We have credibility and accountability. We end up ultimately buying a property and taking a hard position on it. We're not just somebody enabling a transaction. I'm actually putting skin in the game and buying the property. We create certainty for them, and that's what, you know, me actually buying the property from them versus saying, hey, I can go out and market the property for you and maybe get you a solution. We're very respectful with the people that we deal with. A lot of them are in tough situations. A lot of them have kind of mismanaged, you know, their lives and their asset, but we really try to help them kind of bounce back from that. And we're also extremely good at resolving messy title issues, beyond what most people even bother to fool with.
Coming back to the unique skills you apply to this situation, why is it important to work with professionals who understand this market, meaning for the distressed properties, compared to traditional realtors?
You know, we certainly don't disparage traditional realtors. There's plenty of good ones out there, and we'll get a lot of calls that we're not the right fit for people that we'll recommend that they contract traditional realty, people who have cleaner properties and who aren't really time constrained. But when it comes to really understanding distress, we know things that agents just don't know. Distress is not their core competency, and even though some of them have tried to pick up on it, the fact is it's such a different animal that if you've got more of a traditional realtor retail mentality, it's just very hard to morph into what we do and all the kind of messiness that goes with it and all the problem solving that goes with us. So I think that's the value that we bring, is that real laser-like focus on these type of situations and being able to help people understand how we can resolve them, getting creative with them, and also being honest with them about when we can't help them and recommending other alternatives.
Today we're joined by Chaz Carrier. He is the president of CNC Residential Properties, a Homevestors franchise here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Your efforts have an overall positive impact on a neighborhood that's very clear. Explain how all that process does work.
What we've gotten into here over the last 5 or 6 years is really a vicious circle. As properties have gotten foreclosed on and taken back by the bank, they end up being in a very bad condition, and they end up attracting – they either end up being a blight there where they're just a vacant property that drives down value, or they tend to be sold at a deep discount and not fixed up, and it tends to attract just a less desirable element of occupant, and then just the whole neighborhood starts to crumble. What we do is when we buy a property, normally it doesn't end up being an MLS transaction. So therefore it doesn't really show up in the traditional comps and in the short term doesn't weigh down value. When we sell them, normally we've fixed them up or we've worked with somebody who does fix them up. So you've got a property that will sell toward the top of the market for that particular area. So you've done two things. You've created a situation where you've got a good comp so that value is not being destroyed there, and you've also created a much better property, the condition of the property where you're going to get, good community-oriented people that want to move into the area and want to live in a neighborhood that they can be proud of, where their family can be safe and all those kind of things.
In terms of the market in Dallas, what's your advice to homeowners who have distressed properties and want to find a way to extricate themselves from this challenge?
Well, I think the best thing that they can do is start by calling Homevestors. I think before you talk to an agent, you need to try to understand, because the agent process is a longer process. And again, for a lot of people, it's the right call. But I think if you want to say, I'm kind of in a situation that I'm in a hurry, or I'm in a situation where I've got a real distressed property, I think the first thing you should do is call the investment side of the industry. And Homevestors is absolutely the leader in that area. And, once you give us a call, again, we'll understand the situation. We will see if we can help the person, and if we can't help the person, we'll say to them, this is the avenue that you can take. I can recommend somebody to you, not somebody that we have a financial relationship with, but just somebody who has shown us that they're capable in the industry, and we think that they can help you. One of the biggest problems, Eric, in this industry is, particularly in the investor niche, is, it's a cottage industry, and there's infomercials, there's seminars, there's books that are written, so you've got just a lot of people out there who are trying to make money in it, who think they know what they're doing, who don't. And the fact is, they're all independent, so you don't have any recourse. With Homevestors, we're a nationwide company. We have a brand that we've worked very hard to build, a brand that we're proud of, and we're not going to do anything to damage that brand. And if by some chance somebody deals with a Homevestors situation and ends up with a bad experience, they have recourse.
Tell our listeners where they can get more information and to be in contact with you online.
They can go to WeBuyUglyHousesDallas.com. There's a lot of information about how to contact us there. There's a listing of properties that we have that are both available for investors and properties that are available for occupants. And one thing that we didn't really talk about that I think is important, in addition to helping the end user, the homeowner who wants to get out of an ugly situation, there's a lot of opportunities for investors to work with us who don't necessarily have the time and knowledge about real estate to end up making money in it. But a lot of people are looking at it saying it's a great time to buy assets right now and to let those assets work for you over the course of time. We're kind of, a lot closer to the bottom of a market right now than we are to the top. And so for those type of people who want to participate but who really can't become operators, I deal with those type of people every day and have a lot of people out there who really can say great things about, the investment opportunities and that they've been able to create through working with Homevestors.
Very good. And in conclusion, what lessons can we learn from Dallas in terms of how to successfully sell a distressed property?
It's all about finding expertise that can help you. I think that's probably true in in every situation. And I think it's really digging in and making sure that you understand the person you're dealing with, because that's what it's all about. I think to me, one of the problems people sometimes have when they go with traditional realty is they make the decision in a different way than they do other things. They end up just, hey, my buddy's wife is an agent. I think I'll use her, and she may be good, she may not be good. I think you've got to treat, if you're going to try to solve a major problem that has big financial implications for you, I think you need to be very careful in who you select to do it. And, we're glad to spend whatever time's necessary with somebody to make them understand that we potentially are the right choice for them, or that we can maybe direct them to somebody else who has real expertise in the segment of the market that they need to be operating in.
It's been good to have you back, Chaz. He is Chaz Carrier, the president of CNC Residential Properties, a Homevestors franchise. He currently has the largest Homevestors franchise nationwide and was 2010 Franchisee of the Year. And the website, once again, is WeBuyUglyHousesDallas.com. Chaz, thanks so much for joining us once again on Enterprise Radio.
Always a pleasure, Eric. I really appreciate it.
Likewise, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.